Good afternoon, everybody. So for the new semester of Tanin Halacha, what we're going to do today is a topic that is both in Yana Dioma and also the least practical topic you will ever hear a Halacha Shir on, I think. How could it be both in Yana Dioma and the least practical topic you'll ever hear a Halacha Shir on? It is the topic that where the Rama himself in Shulchan Aruch, in Yeredeya, identifies a particular practice that is done during Chodesh Teves and Shvat. So we're right in the time of the year where the Rama says that this practice happens, but it is one of the lesser known and frankly stranger practices that we find in all of Shulchan Aruch, and probably most of you never heard of it. The Rama writes, Miktsas shochtim nisharim, shalol lishchot shum avas b'teves u'shvat, that some shochtim are careful not to shecht any geese during Teves and Shvat, but there's more. Imlo sha'ochlin miliba, unless they eat from the heart of the goose that they just shechted. Mishum shekabalahi, because there is a Kabbalah, sheyesha'a achas bosum chadashim, that there is one moment during the months of Teves and Shvat, im shochet ba'avaz yomos ha'shochet, that if you shecht the goose, right at that moment, the shochet's going to die. Imlo ochel mimena, if he doesn't eat from it, v'noagin lechol min alev, and therefore naturally the minhag is to eat from the heart of the goose if you do go about it. Now, this is not the only unusual heebie-jeebie type of Ramah that we have in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah elsewhere tells us that in Yeredeya, in Hilchos Avelus, when it talks about how you're not supposed to touch a goseis and you're not supposed to be married to Yitzias Neshama, the Ramah says, you know, like putting the shul keys under the pillow, right? Now, that would take away the person's neshama very quickly. We don't know exactly what that means, why the keys to the shul under the pillow, you know, some shul you can open with an app, so I don't know if you put that under, so we don't know exactly like why that would do, but you have some passages in Ramah like this. The Ramah in Aruch Chaim in Simin Tav Reish Samech Dalid writes that Kosva Rishon himself, she Simin Bitzel Halavana Bilel Oshana Rabba Sheyikrolo Olukrova Bos Hashana, that sometimes you can look in the shade of the moon on the Lel Oshana Rabba and you can see what's going to happen to you and what's going to happen to your family members that year. Again, there's a lot of stuff out there. So the question is, where did this come from? This seems like a very funny one about shechting the goose. So there's an article in Chakira written by Rabbi Tzvi, I don't know if he's a rabbi or not. Yeah, rabbi. Received smicha from Israeli rabbinate. Rabbi Tzvi Ron, or Ron, I'm not sure. So, and he collects all the Mar Makovos on this topic. So I figured I'd share it with you. It's an interesting, fascinating topic. So the Ramah is based on Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid is the one that has a lot of, you know, unusual kinds of practices. And this this practice appears in the Ramah. It made its way from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid to the Ramah. Now, there are a lot of things that are unclear about it. First of all, none of the earliest sources that quote this practice are of uncontested authorship, meaning a lot of the sources that quoted Tashbetz Katan, there are several versions of Tashbetz Katan, some have this minhag, some don't have this minhag. It's also the time of the Yisr, is it Shvat, is it Teves, is it both? In different versions of the minhag, it comes up differently. Also, what exactly you're supposed to eat, the goose's liver, the goose's heart, what exactly solves the problem, also different versions of it. The Shach on Yeredeya takes this minhag very seriously, and he writes, V'ra'isi, I've seen ata nowadays noagim lechol min haraglayim, that we don't eat the goose's heart. That would be disgusting. We eat the goose's feet nowadays when you shecht the goose in Teves or Shvat. Rabbi Yonos Naibshitz in Crazy Uplacy says that in Prague the minhag was that they would eat some of the goose fat. Some say that no, all you need the is that one of the family members of the shochet partakes of the goose, or the Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva, if you don't want to eat any of the goose fat or feet or heart or liver or whatever, so then you could just take money instead. Money is given instead as instead of part of the goose being given to the shochet. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's a good question. But that's what the Chassam Sofer and the Ksav Sofer and the Ksav Sofer as well quote. Chassam Sofer is in Kovitz Shuvas Chav Zayin. Now, the Taz says that he found from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid that it's dangerous to do bloodletting and to shecht or eat a goose on the first day of the month of Iyar, Elul, or Teves when it falls on either a Monday or a Wednesday. So much more limiting in terms of when exactly the prohibition is. So what's behind this? Is there anything behind, I mean, where does this come come from, and is this, sounds like something that should be asr, right? It sounds like it should be something that's a violation of Darkei Amori. So what he suggests in this article is that there's a connection between geese and the months of Teves and Shvat, because geese were a very significant source of food for Jews in the medieval period in particular parts of the world, and they were more advantageous than chickens for a number of reasons. Geese live longer than chickens. You don't have to feed them such expensive stuff. Lower quality feed is good for them. They can be herded. You don't have to lift them like you do chickens. They're less prone to disease, and they get much fattier. And apparently, the way they would do it is throughout the summer, they would fatten up the geese as much as possible. And even geese naturally would gorge themselves in the months right before the winter migration, because they had a long walk ahead of them. They had a long trip ahead of them, so they would gorge themselves, and they would get really nice and fat right before the winter migration. So no one would ever shecht the goose like in the middle of the winter. You want to get them at their fattest time, so it would have to be like right before the winter. So you could understand that they would make certain rules against shechting geese in Teves and Shvat, or certain practices to discourage shechting geese in Teves and Shvat. That's what he suggests. He also suggests that there's something about the winter solstice that's a particular time of superstition, and particularly for goose-related superstition. But the problem with that is we know exactly when the winter solstice is. It wouldn't be some mysterious time in Teves or Shvat. We know if it was connected to that, we'd be able to identify it fairly easily. We know when the time of the Tekufa is. So Reuven Margolios, in his notes on the Tzavos of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, says that what the minig is based on is that in many places in the Zohar, the month of Teves is identified as one of the months where there are bad spiritual forces in the world. It's a Shas Hadin, and therefore there was something. It must have something to do with that. Problem with that is that the Zohar identifies other months also as being times of Din, Tammuz and Av and Teves as well. And not only that, the minhag isn't only about Teves; it's about Shvat as well. So in the Sefer Hakana, which is a Kabbalistic work, he says that no, during the month of Shvat, the Malach of geese has control and has power, and whoever slaughters a goose is going to be slaughtered by the protective angel. And this is quoted by the Ber Hativ in Yaradeya in Simin Yud Aleph. And then another potential explanation, Yerbianus and Eibschitz writes in the Crazy Uplacy that clearly it's a superstitious thing, and it's not based on any logic, it's not based on any natural law. This is clearly Darkei Amori, and Jews should not be concerned about this. But he says, in the times of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, when there was a lot of witchcraft involving geese, it was very common, and maybe that's this minhag was developed to negate the power of the witchcraft. And if you develop a minhag that's meant to negate power of witchcraft, then that's not considered Darkei Amori. That's what the Chidah writes as well in Birkei Yosef, Yoredeya, Simin Yer Aleph. And in fact, the Aruch HaShulchan, meaning all the classic poskim, have to deal with this because it's a Ramah. So they all have to deal with it. So the Aruch HaShulchan in Yoredeya, Simin Yer Aleph, also mentions the same idea, that's why it's no longer observed, because we no longer have the witchcraft on geese. Now, the idea that they all seem to be working with is something that the Marshal talks about in a tshuva, that even though you're not allowed to do sorcery and things like that, when it comes to nullify other sorcery that's already been done, somehow that's an exception and that's mutter, says the Tshuvas Marshal in Simon Gimel. Difficult to understand why that would be the case. But be that as it may, if that's what it's really based on, it's based on some level of sorcery or something like that, and the assumption is that it's just to negate such a level of sorcery, it would seem obvious that this is not something that we should be nohig anymore, not something that we should be concerned with anymore. There are other issues when it comes to shechting geese. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow, because now that foie gras is, you have tzar balechayim issues and things like that. Maybe we'll talk about that at a different time, but it doesn't seem that this Ashkenazic custom is something that has to be observed. I don't know. Talk to your local shochet and see if they observe this practice. Everyone have a great day.